What's up, everybody? I'm IFBB Pro Travalis One, and welcoming you to another edition of the Business of Bodybuilding Pro Series. Joining us for the interview is Mr. Giovanni Paula, the Diamond. Sir, how are you?
All is great. God is good, and I'm very, very grateful for and honored to be in the show. I've seen some interviews myself, and really excited for you guys to reach out. So thank you very much.
Good to have you.
Well, thank you for joining us, and we know that you're in the middle of pro. You will be getting on stage here very, very shortly, right?
Yes. Next week, actually, I fly to Colombia, Medellin, Colombia. The Cheru Classic will be the first show for this 2018. Then thereafter, 2 weeks, is the Arnold Classic.
And you took 11th at the Arnold Classic last year.
Yeah, it was a very stacked lineup. I think it was like 42 guys. Yeah, it's obviously the toughest show right after the Olympia. I mean, I believe only like two or three of the top guys were not in it. So it's going to be like that again this year. It'll be like that.
Now, that being said, now your father's Cuban, but your mother's Colombian?
That's right. I'm half Colombian, half Cuban. My dad's Cuban, mom's Colombian. I was born here in Miami, Florida. But as a child, actually, my parents got divorced, and I lived in Colombia with my mom for 3 years, actually 4 years, from 3 to 7. So I learned Spanish first. That's why I have an accent. So my second language is actually English.
Where'd you grow up in Colombia? Was it Medellin?
Well, I lived in Bogota, the capital, from ages 3 to 7.
Nice. My ex was from Cali. Y'all speak a great.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I have family there.
Man, when we were married back in the 80s, it was like, oh man, us white boys, us gringos, we didn't go down there.
No,
I'm sure.
No. Things have changed a lot. Yeah. Things have changed a lot. It's a lot safer now. And it's become Colombia is one of the richest country in South America at the moment, with different agriculture and different resources they have. And now being part of the Olympics, this is like really the fourth year as well of the Colombia Fit Expo. And man, it's growing immensely, and South America and the bodybuilding community has really exploded. So I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah, the whole Spanish, the Castilian Spanish, and again, my ex, she was so proud of being from Colombia. She used to like to pick on the Puerto Ricans and the Cubans, everybody else, Mexican. It's like, we speak the Spanish of the Royal Academy of Spain.
Yes! It's true. Yeah, because believe it or not, it goes like this. It goes Spain, which is perfect Spanish. I don't want to, try to bash or talk about other countries.
No.
There's a lot of culture, a lot of culture and pride in Colombia. I know even the history of Colombia. It's a wonderful, beautiful place. You know, like Brazil, we hear a lot of the beauty of Brazil, but Colombia is a beautiful place as well.
Oh, absolutely. That's right. Not a beautiful people. There you go.
Had to come back a little bit from saying anything negative, talking about us gringos couldn't go there in the 80s. Had to bring it back to the right level.
That works fine.
Now, the Cheru Classic was one of the shows that was recently added after the schedule initially came out. You must have already been in prep for something already.
Well, yeah, I was. Yeah, I sorry, cut you up. But yeah, I was doing prepping for the San Marino Pro in Italy, which was back in December, November, I believe. Thanksgiving.
Oh yeah, we want to talk a little bit about that.
Okay, might as well, right? We're there. So is
it okay if we touch on that?
It's fine. It's done. I have whatever I've experienced in my life, I'm nothing to be ashamed of. Whatever I've done, I've messed up, and I've learned from it, and I move forward.
What'd you get? You get locked up in Italy? You get locked up or something?
No, no, you don't know. Okay. All right, right, so
the show is also on a Sunday, which is I'm actually really excited to go to Charu Classic because it's also in conjunction with the Olympia Amateur, which is ran by Mr. Robin Chang. So he was the one actually running the whole show, the staff and everything, and I literally got to the stage backstage at 4:23. The competitors started at 4, and they never mentioned the order of the pros. So at the meeting, the open bodybuilders went, then the classic, then the men, then figure, then bikini. Well, when it came out to the actual pre-judging, the time the show started, they started with men to be first. So I had everything timed, my food, everything, for 6 o'clock, 6:30, and it started to four men to be, and lo and behold, I didn't get to go on stage. I literally pumped up, ready to go, and they're like, nope, you can't, you already missed the individuals. So yeah, that was my trip there.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. So, okay. Yeah. Oiled up and everything, but they just wouldn't let me. It is what it is. My fault. I should have been there 30, 40 an hour before. And so what did I do? I got back to the hotel room. Well, first of all, I went to the booth and promoted my exit because I'm not just going to let that go. I'm going to get something else. I'm not going to sit in the corner and cry. So I walked back to the stage and I go out of there. And I was talking to other companies promoting the expo, the MIFE, in June 2nd. So that's my base right there. So I do that, then I leave, and as soon as I get back to the hotel room, boom, I book my flight for San Diego, which is the following week.
There, that's right, you went out to California.
I went to California, and let's see, how can I say this? Usually, competitors from the East Coast do not do as well.
Don't do as well.
But there you go, that's tactful. And I was first call out of 35 guys, and I was super excited to be, because I had to make the first call out in 2017, the whole year. Second call out, and finally, boom! The end of the year, I met San Marino. The week after, I fly straight to with 3 days because I flew Monday. I had to fly back on Thursday, and the show was Saturday. So it was like bam, bam, bam. So yeah, so I maintained myself, and then I knew I was going to do the Arnold. So I stayed on track. I built up enough size from last year, 2016. I actually did my first off season in 8 years. I was a bodybuilder before. I've been competing for 13 years, and so I hadn't done an off season. Like, I've maintained lean all the time. I was like, you know what? I need a break. So after the Olympia, I decided to take a break since I was 16. I gained some size, put some muscle on, and then I went on all 2017. But I didn't really get conditioned. So I didn't bring my best. Not to the end of the year. I changed coaches. I had a new different strategy. And let's just say things are going really well. So I'm on track, and I'll have some classic next week.
Yeah. Okay, now I'm on that. Now, Gio, people don't know, you're probably, I want to say maybe the first pro competitor I ever met. I've known Gio since 2013. I remember meeting you backstage in Charleston. No, not even backstage, at the airport, remember?
That's right.
I was like, oh, this guy's kind of jacked. He's super tan, like he's toting meals. You must be here for the show. And instantly, like, you know, from the very beginning, like, you were always warm and welcoming and always helpful, so you know, thank you.
Thank you for saying that, because I try to be kind, I try to be nice. Not everybody's like that, but just because somebody doesn't do the right thing does not mean I need to get him back with the same token. So it's just, I believe God's always watching us and everything we do and everything we say and everything we think, and there's repercussions to our actions. So.
Oh, like,
and that's actually the show where you turned pro, yes?
Yes, after 8 attempts. So, 8 national shows. Most people quit after the 4th or 5th, but I'm very spiritual, and I don't know exact quote in the Bible, but it says, get up and get knocked down 7, get up 8, and that's exactly how it happened. So, yeah.
Now, if you had to say, would you say 2015 was probably your best season so far?
Well, there's two ways to look at it. As far as competitor, I made it to the Olympia in 60. Mm-hmm. So some people would perceive that as my best
year. But in my opinion, I agree with you in the fact that 2015, because it was the first year that I did the Miami Muscle Beach Pro. So it was very, very, very important chapter in my life when I was competing and doing my own show for the first time. And it was my first time getting first call out at Pittsburgh Pro. So that was huge for me. That was, that set my tone for the rest of the year. Then I did New York Pro. I got first call out there. Then I went into, I believe, Puerto Rico, different judging panel there. So I got second. Then I went to Atlantic City. I got second there. Well, second place, Atlantic City. So that, and then Tampa also. I got third that year. So, but what happened that year in 2015 is that I missed the Olympia by 1 point. So
like 1 point or something, right? Like you went into like the last show.
I remember that. I even did Atlantic City, and I was the last show of the season, and I just missed it. So the cutoff is 5 people, right? For the, well, back then, it's changed now. Back then, it was five, the top 5 in points will make it. And then what happened is that there was 7 people tied, like the 5th and 6th. So I was number 8, so I didn't make it. And
wow.
So then the following year, 2016, I won the point race. So I won.
Okay. And stamped that ticket, right?
So I made sure I got there, yeah. And I tried a different approach. I wanted to see if there, because it was the first year they had classic. And everybody's, oh, you should do classic, you should do classic, because I'm a bodybuilder. And we'll get to that, but just to jump on that real quick, and we'll come back to that later. I'll get to that later, but first, my goal is men's physique. So continuing with that, I kept pushing for men's physique, and I wanted to see if there was going to be a change in the judging at the Olympia stage, if they were going to really separate the classic from the men's, and they did. So it's the Olympia about being full and being as big as possible in all categories, and that's what I learned.
Always.
Because I was the most shredded I've ever been, and it was, I just got 5th call out. Like, it was, there was 8 call outs, but I didn't have the size, and I learned. I wanted to find out. I experimented. I went super, super, like, shredded mode, and that was not what they wanted. So then I changed things up, and that's when I took my off season.
Now, although you've experienced a lot of success early on, it was kind of a grind, right? I mean, once you first initially turned pro.
Yeah, 14 was rough. 14 was very rough. That's very rough. I also just been with my wife now. We've been together 4 years now, and I had just met her, and we started traveling together. And
let's just say,
shout out to Anna. Oh, my food. Shout out to Anna Chan on Instagram. So, it was, you know, I was lovey-dovey land, and it was cool to be a pro, and I was not all into it. So that's the truth. But I still kept competing, and I don't back out of a show unless my heart stops or something. But if I say I'm going to do a show, no matter what condition I'm in, I'm doing it. That's just me. Because I like to put the pressure on myself. Getting 14 was tough. 15 was, like you said, quote-unquote, the best year because I got competing as far. But then on 16, I actually made it to the Olympia. And then 17, I established the Expo, which is the third year of the Miami Muscle Beach Pro. And the beginning of the MIFE, which is the Miami International Fitness Expo, which is now 2018. It's going to be on June 2nd, and it's our second year of the MIFE, and the 4th year of the Miami Muscle Beach Pro, which we have bikini, men's physique, and fitness. There's not many shows that have fitness, so we like to give fitness girls the opportunity to shine on stage and make it to the Olympics.
Have you always done those 3 categories? Included fitness, because I thought that was curious.
So 2015 was the first year. We only had men's physique and bikini. It was a great show.
I was there.
It was an awesome show. It was packed, full house. And then I got big-headed. I'm not going to lie. Like I said, I made my mistakes. And then 2016, I just had to go big. I went 5 pro classes. I had 12. I had classic, men's physique, bikini, figure.
I was there, too.
I eat it wrong, yeah. So let's just say that year I had a very, very influential financial learning curve that I'm still paying for, literally. You learn from your
Well, because people don't understand, like, you have to pay a different fee for every division that you bring to your show.
Plus prize money.
Yeah.
So. Oh, right, plus prize money, exactly.
Plus the venue, plus the judges, plus the hotel room.
Now, hold on. Now, we're talking about this kind of flippantly, but you have been successful. successful because the show has been able to grow each year. It initially started off with one division in one day, but now it's like a multiple day deal, like a whole expo.
Yeah, it's a full expo now, and that's what I learned. I learned that especially unfortunately here in Florida, it's been oversaturated with shows. Some weekends there's three shows in Florida, and that's not good for the promoters. So a lot of the companies, a lot of the sponsorships have gone down the drain because companies don't want to be involved with shows that only have 40 or 50 competitors, and they barely get 400 or 500 people in attendance. So a lot of the companies were saying, no, we don't do shows anymore. We don't do shows. I was like, you know what? I'm going to do an expo because people come whether they're competing or not. So that's where and of course, I've seen the Europa, I've seen the Arnold and the Olympia, and I was like, okay, I want to do that in Miami. Why not?
Yeah. And you've also added some other events, like a car show and some other things for, you know, to bring non-bodybuilder fans out.
Yeah, exactly. So last year we had jiu-jitsu, we had CrossFit, the deadlift competition, and of course the Miami Muscle Beach. Now this year we added more. We have strongman also. We have a ninja warrior course also. Well, we have a Brazil fitness show. We're going to do Angel models and MMA, like, and they have their own space. So it's definitely growing. Definitely growing.
So wow, almost like a little Arnold's or what have you.
That's the idea. And eventually, I could run it one more time in 2019 at the same venue, and then finally go to the beach, which is what I've had my dream for 5 years, but I couldn't afford it back then. And I want to do it at the Miami Beach Convention Center, have a full 3-day expo with way more events and a closing concert to go with in 2020. So I'm working on that. So that's, you know, things that I have in mind, and little by little we'll get there.
I'm sure you'll get there.
My heart stops, one of the two.
What are your thoughts on the divisions that you've got with men's physique, bikini, and fitness? Obviously, 212 is more expensive, and with a lot of shows, it's just kind of like open bodybuilding. You know, you run out of competitors. You know, these guys are prepping for so long, so the numbers don't show up, even though you're offering it.
That's right.
But it's still
so, like I said, with the fitness, they only have really like 6 shows the whole year, us being one of them. So and it's something that it entertains the crowd. So here not have too much muscularity, but I want to have a more approachable look for the audience to be able to see, oh, I could do that. Oh, I could do that. Mm-hmm. And so fitness, men's bikini are those 3 categories that they're achievable and they're healthy looking, and you don't have to go through extremes to get to that level. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm going.
That makes sense.
Yeah, those 3 categories.
And with your other activities like the ninja games, the strongman, the deadlifting competition, it all kind of blends well. Yep. CrossFit as well. So that'll all probably blend really well for folks.
Exactly. And like I said, we're always learning, experimenting, and, you know, fixing mistakes. And that's good, man. I can't complain.
Yeah. Now, you said we, and you mentioned your wife a little earlier. She's also a competitor, right?
Yes, she just placed 4th at Nationals. That was the best we played. She's been competing.
Right.
We actually met at a competition. That's a big deal.
Because
So, yeah, we met at a show, so we both understand how it is. And, yeah, she's an extremely intricate part of this whole process. She handles all the registrations, all the athletes. And so it's actually a team of 4 of us. It's also my partner, Tony Lopez. He's in charge of all the marketing, all the sponsorships, the website, keeping in touch with the organization of the setup of the sponsors that day. And then his wife, Jackie, she handles the social media, all the marketing for the Instagram, the Fit, Twitter, obviously the marketing that goes into with the online and all that. Then I am the one who shows the face to Mr. Manny.
Right, you're the face. Yeah.
So I walk in and I say, hey, I want to do this. Okay. This is how much it is. All right, let's do it. So that's me.
Was she with you in San Marino? I'm still daydreaming about you're over there in Italy. Oh, you can't make the show, but you're there with this lovely Brazilian wife of yours. in beautiful Italy.
Nope.
I'm like,
nope.
It was just you.
It was just me. She's been like a year and a half now. She works at full time, so she couldn't take off, and she has to pick her days for the whole year that she needs off. And of course, she's picking the days she's competing. She has the junior days, and she already picked the Olympia because we go to that no matter what. And Arnold, she already took that off to be there with me as well. But no, she didn't get to go. I went by myself, and no, I did not get to enjoy beautiful Italy. I just went to the room, got myself and got back to it. Yeah.
Man, I wasn't feeling sorry for you, but now I am.
In December, they have a Rome Pro.
Yeah, yeah. You got it.
And you maybe headed back? No, I'm going back. I got to redeem myself. I'm going back. No, no.
I can't let it in like that.
Man.
That's actually December 2nd. I already have it on my
show. Sweet. Now, you didn't have any issues. I mean, I know Cedric missed one of his shows at one point, and there was a little turmoil, a little talk and blame game and going around. There were no issues. They didn't penalize you for that, did they?
No. I.
Or did they?
I'm a professional in the pro league, so I'm gonna act accordingly, no matter what.
Yeah. Okay.
So I say it after, even though I could have been a little brat and you're sore loser or talk crap or no, I'm not gonna do that. That's not gonna fix the situation or make it better. So I just stayed after, like I said, I went around the booth, promoted the expo, the MIFA, and then I stayed after the whole show, waiting till the whole show was over, and I went to all the judges and I apologized for not making it, and they're like, oh no, it's okay, well, it's fine. I'm like, yeah, it's fine, it's done. But I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah.
No, there was no turmoil, there was no issues after.
Well, good for athletes that might wonder, because I'm sure that's probably a point that other pros might fear that would happen. What would you suggest they do? It sounded like you just explained what to do, you know, be nice and humble and apologize and so forth. Is that your recommendation?
Well, what are you going to get out of being angry or bad-mouthing somebody? It's only going to come back to you.
Yeah.
I just don't see the point of
that. And not the way you want.
No, exactly. You want to be known. Right. Yeah, people say, oh, let me talk this good talk, but I don't believe that.
Right. Yeah, well, that's good. I was feeling good for you. I'm like, hey, you're in Italy with your wife. It's all good. And then I was like, you're not? You're there by yourself? Oh, my God.
Yeah. And I went early, too. I didn't know. I didn't know the show was Sunday, and I got there Thursday. I flew Wednesday night. So it was a good experience. I had to rent the car. I had to drive for an hour and 45 minutes without knowing where to go.
Wow.
It was actually in San Marino. Were the logistics kind of tough? I'd imagine you flew into Rome and they had to get a car or ride the train.
Exactly. And I'm glad they're moving it to Rome, because there's a big difference from having to drive 20 or 30 minutes from an airport to having to go an hour and 45 minutes.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah, that's
so
big.
Almost 4 hours of driving just to get there. Not even able to compete, but
did you drive
yourself? There was a lot of nice cars driving by me on the highway. Like,
did you drive yourself, or did you drive yourself, or did you get a rental or something?
No, I rented a car when I got to the airport. Rented a car. You have to cut a car. Some people took the train. I had to fly to Bologna from Miami, London. There's no direct flight to San Marino. Bologna.
Well, yeah, I remember.
Now hold on, go ahead, John.
Oh no, I can feel you. That can be expensive too. I remember going to FIBO, and me and Dan Ray were in a car, and it was 45 minutes or an hour from the airport, and I think the fare was like $175 or something. I was like, that was painful. Dan still owes me some of that money back. But it's that joy of being a world traveler.
As a competitor, real quick, I want to talk about Billy Rose, the guy who actually won that Italy show. You got a chance to see him up close in person.
Oh,
yeah, that's what I want to talk about.
Awesome.
Because on social media, he looks like that dude.
Yeah, and he does. Tejada. Okay, I always have to watch my language. he comes off as a very, very humble man, and that is awesome because he did not know that the Arnold Europe was no longer part of the IFBB Pro League. He had not yet qualified for the Olympia when he won that show, and nobody knew about it because it wasn't even on the IFBB Pro League site or anything. Only European.
Oh, yeah. That's
that show. Did that show, and they're not qualified. So he went and did the San Marino Pro like a couple weeks later, and then he won it.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, okay, now I really want Europe.
it's funny because I saw the list or whatever, and I saw you, and I saw Anton, and I'm kind of handicapping the show, and I was like, oh, okay, you know, they'll be in first call out, da-da-da. And then I see the pictures come up later, and I saw him, like, standing center stage. I was like, who is this guy? Let me, you know, go and do some research.
He's tall. He reminds me a little bit of one of our very spiritual men, Michael Anderson. We all know he's gone through difficulties in the past couple years. And he has that same look, a very, very tall, small, tiny waist, wide upper lat, and just great stage presence. So Billy, he looked really good. He is very comfortable on stage. He doesn't come off in any cocky way like some competitors do, but he looked really good, and he's a man of God, and I like how he shows himself, perceives himself on and off the stage, which was important as well.
Yeah, I'm excited to see him go to the Olympia and stand against, you know, like Andre and Ray and, you know, some of the guys here.
He's going to be a lot fuller. But other than that.
Okay.
But mine learned a lesson at Olympia, you know what I'm saying? Because I didn't come in full at all. And he comes in super shredded. And for the Olympia stage and the Arnold stage, I think he's doing Arnold too, if I'm correct.
Yeah. No, he's not. He's prepping all the way through, to the O. So he said, you may not see him anymore in September.
Okay. Well, he doesn't need to.
And we
now we do. Now we change. Anybody who's getting qualified for 2017, we all know
the control. Yeah. How do you feel about that?
How you look at the schedule? Are you doing more shows this year? Have you, you know, thought about where you're going to compete or strategically what that looks like?
Yes. In order for the body to not stay stagnant, we should all take certain breaks to be able to get the metabolism back to normal and so forth and so on. So okay. I have shows picked out. You know, I have the Cheru Classic 218, Arnold Classic 33, Atlantic Coast 324, and then I have Pittsburgh May 4th. So after that, I don't have any plans. God willing, I don't know.
Because then it becomes about the expo.
Then exactly, which is just bingo. You got that right. I won't be able to be competing or prepping. I have to make sure that AD's running smooth for the expo. So,
yeah, and
you hit it on the head.
And I'm looking at all these shows on the schedule, man. You got a bunch of them. Just next month, I mean, there's, eight shows. Arnold, Hawaii, London, New Zealand, the Atlantic Coast, Fit World, St. Louis, Fiji. There's another one for you, Fiji. You can't get the wife to go, though.
Yeah, that would be really cool. I mean, there's going to be a lot of pros getting first places and points in some of these countries that a lot of people are not going to
How do you feel about that in terms of how it fits your sort of prep? Because you're one of those guys that can compete a lot. Like 2015, I think you did eight shows, and what, you were top five in five of them, or top three in five of them, rather. So,
right. So, I'm used to it. So I guess I can say, you know, I'm used to maintaining that prep life, or, you know, not stuffing your face and eating junk and drinking all this alcohol, because that's going to throw it all off. But I still treat myself like the night of, but then I get jumped right back in it. Plus, I'm a personal trainer as well, and I prepare competitors to compete. So my body is also my marketing tool.
Right, you have to walk the walk.
Yeah, exactly. There's a lot of trainers that need trainers. We'll just leave it at that. How can people get in touch with you if they wanted to use your training services?
Well, my page is GP_bodysculpting. And my email is GPbodysculpting@gmail.com. That is for personal training.
And then anybody that wants to know about the meet at the Miami International Fitness Expo second year, the fourth year of the Miami Muscle Beach Pro, that's MiamiFitExpo.com. Saturday, June 2nd.
And that's June 2nd, right?
That's right. Men's Physique Pro, Bikini Pro, and Fitness Pro, and, of course, a national qualifier. And we're also paying for the entry fee to all open overall winners, something else that we're adding to our show.
Nice.
And that's something you're starting to see with, you know, more promoters around the country offering, you know, different, you know, incentives like that.
Yeah, because the trophy's cool and it's nice, but after 10, 12, 15 trophies, you want to get something else out of it. And I'm a competitor first and foremost, so I understand that. And you want people to come back, so you want to make sure they're happy and they experience the trophy.
Are there any changes as far as what the amateurs, the rules are? I mean, can they continue to compete in unlimited crossovers? Are there any specifics?
Yeah, there's no restrictions. You want to do as many crossovers as you want. There's certain fees, and that's fine. There's no problem.
Most
people are not going to do more than three. I mean, very, very few 50-year-olds are going to do over 30 or 40 or 50 open and up. You really don't
all of them.
Right. Right. But for the most part, if you're a novice, you usually do open as well. That usually happens. Or if you're just already a good competitor, even your seasoned competitor, you should only be doing open just to get qualification. Because now it changed. Now it's only top two to any national show. Before it used to be top five, right, for the smaller show, Junior States, Junior Nationals, Team U. But now it's only top two to qualify for any national. I think it's a really good thing. It's going to help a lot of the promoters in the local area.
Yeah.
Get more competitive.
I've seen some guys do men's physique classic and bodybuilding all in the same. You know, and that's...
I've seen that too. Mm-hmm. I've seen that too, but that's not going to happen in the national show.
No. But they can do it.
You only do one.
They can do it at your show,
yeah,
though.
Well, yeah, I feel like you should look like one thing or the other. You should look like all three at the same time.
Exactly. I completely agree.
But
maybe the classic and the men's could play off a little bit in the amateur.
Right, maybe.
Yeah.
Well, some guys, like, I have legs. I'm not being cocky or anything. I have legs. I broke my legs. I busted my legs for a lot of years. So I have them. I just don't care to show them on stage because I'm committed to winning Mr. Olympia and Men's Physique. Then I'll switch.
Yeah, you were a teen bodybuilder. Like, people don't know. Like, you've really been at this for some time.
16, yeah. My first show was 16 years old, the Miami show. It's called the Miami Classic in July. And yeah, been competing since high school.
Have you
now, veteran competitor, Olympian, promoter? Could you offer some advice or tips to, you know, new and upcoming competitors?
Yes. Few things I want to mention, but the thing that really I think should be up in the priority on the top list, it should be camaraderie and being mindful that somebody else also doing the same thing you're doing. There's no point to try to belittle somebody or badmouth somebody when we're all sacrificing and putting all the effort and, you know, getting on meals and doing our cardio and working out hard, not going out, not partying. So, well, you know how you said about how we met at the airport. To me, the people you meet through this journey is what makes the sport. So my suggestion is meet as many people as you can. Network with each other. I mean, I have friends that have become friends from competing throughout the country and throughout the years. And friendships like that are just, they don't come as often. And you want to make sure you keep them. So I have friends in California, friends in New York, friends in Texas, in Louisiana, like, you're in Orlando. Like, no, it's cool. It's really cool. And what's the point of you being backstage in the corner where you're
already talking to your headphones?
And you don't talk to anybody. Like, no, I'm not going to let me say this again. But that's what bodybuilders do. Why? Because I was a bodybuilder. Like, nobody.
Okay. I'm glad you said it and I did it. Right.
Like, nobody talk to me. I'm here by myself. Like, I'm going to go fight or something. Like, no.
it is a different animal. Yeah, they come to the show and they're just super focused.
Exactly. So that's my main thing that I want to suggest is to meet as many people as you can, build relationships with fellow competitors. Be nice to one another, support each other, and don't badmouth anybody. That's what I would say about the sport. Because no matter what, the judges make the decision, and you have no control of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have to accept it both when you do well and when you do poorly. It can't be, you know, they get it right when you do well, and they get it wrong when you, know, you don't do well. So I agree with you there.
Hey, and the well part should come within the last 3 months. You should be doing well 3 months into the show, getting ready for it. That's how you're
absolutely
happy. If you're miserable, you're not enjoying your preparation, and your videos are all sad, and you're always talking crap, or you're always upset, Cardi again. That's how you're going to show it on stage. You're not, on stage I'll switch it. No, you can't turn that switch on stage if you've been doing that for 3 months. So you have to be happy and even fake it, the whole fake it till you make it. Fake that crap until you get on stage, because if not, it's going to be hard to flip that smile on you. So try to enjoy the process as much as you can. That's what I would suggest.
I tell you what, it's the hardest thing I've ever done, but I try to take enjoyment in the process. I know as crazy as it makes me, I'd be even crazier if I didn't do it. Like sometimes when I see you guys prepping for a show and I'm not competing, I'm like, I should be in prep. I should be dieting. So, yeah, mm-hmm. Definitely.
You get it.
Now, you mentioned you picked up a new coach for this prep?
Yes, I'm working with Brian Hoydick. He works for other fellow Olympians. He works for Antoine. He works with George Brown. He has another 212 pro, Warren. And so it's been working really, really well. We work really well together. We listen to each other. He knows that I've been doing this for a while. He takes in my input too. And that's something that has really been beneficial to me, because you can't just be like, do this, and that's it. No, you gotta listen. Be open-minded. Take in some information that you have.
The team effort.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I got to ask you too, if you're ever maybe going to do one of those IFBB Pro qualifiers in Bogota. I want to go to Bogota. I might could go if you're doing one of those shows over there.
Well,
you ever think about it?
I mean, out of the bag, but
if there's something in the works,
we're already working on doing a pro show in Cali, Colombia. So let's just leave it.
In Cali, all right, yeah.
Nice. I tell you what, you get men's physique. I'd love to come.
Boy, it's going to be a pro show, and you know it's going to have men's physique in it.
Absolutely.
So when I go down next week, I've already been back and forth WhatsApp with the organizer of the whole Columbia Fit Expo, and he's super excited to talk to me so we can begin new projects. So especially since I'm Colombian myself and I speak their language perfectly, it's going to be no issue.
Yeah.
Over there.
Yes.
So I'm looking forward to that.
Outstanding. Yeah. Outstanding.
That's what we're talking about.
How many days out? Like, what, 2 weeks or something?
Well, today is Wednesday, and the show's on Sunday, the 18th, and I leave Thursday.
Oh, it's like 11 days.
So a weekend.
Closed.
Yeah. 10 days. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't count today.
Like, it's already done.
I think that happiness has to be a little bit from that Latino sort of vibe. It's like 11 days out from the show, and you're just as happy as you can be.
Well, but you know what? What I can say, Gio is always like that.
Yeah.
You know, I don't ever hear you grouse and grumble about anything. Like whenever I see you on social media, you're out like in the sunshine, walking for cardio, like always upbeat.
Yeah.
You're always upbeat and positive. I've never seen you.
Fuck this.
No, because it just drains you. It pulls you with it. That's what people don't understand. Don't go into the rain and just get wet. Get an umbrella and walk through it. Like, do something about it. Like,
well put.
Like, enjoy it. It's hard. Don't get me wrong. A lot of those, I'm not BSing. 9 out of 10 times, I'm faking it. Why? Because it makes me feel better just to get through it.
Yeah.
Right.
Man, if I don't fake it, I'm like, here we go again. It's gonna feel like 3 hours when it's only 30 minutes of cardio. Some TV day, so some motivational from Tony Robbins while I'm doing my cardio and YouTube videos. I'm going. Eric Thomas behind you, I'm going. Like, it's not gonna stop me.
So it does take less energy to smile than to frown.
Say that again?
Yeah, so it takes less energy to smile than to frown or to be negative.
Oh, my God. sure does, and it releases endorphins, and it puts you in a better mood, and it just makes you feel better no matter what circumstance you're going through, because everybody goes through stuff.
Yeah.
You know, it's just how you deal with it, how you project it, how you channel the energy that makes you either drown with it or float up.
Yeah, that's smart. That's smart. It's a good lesson. It's a good lesson.
Well, we want to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule and your prep to talk with us today. Good luck, both in Columbia, at the Arnold, and, putting together your new show, hopefully this Calia event.
Mm. Well, we'll have more details soon, but I've learned from the past not to post anything until I have a written contract.
Right.
But I can still talk about it.
might that be this year, or would it be 2019?
No. Not this year. This year, I want to make sure the second year of the expo is running very, very smooth.
Yeah.
And learn from the mistakes that I'm going to make this year, because every year I'll make mistakes and I learn.
You already know you're going to.
Of course. I fixed last year's stuff. There's going to be new things, and I'm just going to deal with it on the spot, and that's how I work. Yeah. This year I'm going to game plan, research. I'm going to have to do several trips to Colombia more than once, just to, because first I'm just going to introduce myself and meet a few people when I'm competing too. So I got to have a mindset of competitor and a promoter, and it's hard to mix them both at the same time.
Right.
So I have to go in the mindset of the competitor, and once soon as I get off stage, okay, then turn the other, put the other suit on.
Put on that other
hand. Now I'm going to
support. Right. Exactly.
Any shout outs or any thank yous or anybody you want to mention in particular?
Well, I already talked about my team that put together the expo in Miami for me. First, my wife, Anna, my partner, Tony, his wife, Jackie. Obviously, my mother, my family that supports me. Of course, all the followers and other people that like, pictures or follow the story and make comments. Like that all helps, and I'm very grateful for that. And, when people say, oh, Gio, you motivated me today. Thank you for your video. Like, that is what I look forward to. Why? Because that keeps me doing it, and that keeps me going. So awesome. If I could inspire you today, if I could make you smile today, I did something, and that's my day is done today.
Awesome.
And before we let you go, can you give those websites and web addresses once more?
Yes. So for the MIFE, the Miami International Fitness Expo, it's www.miamifitexpo.com. And then our Instagram page is FitLife_Productions. So you can get all the updates on schedule and everything that's going on and different events and categories and things that are going on as well for the expo. And then, of course, my personal training company, GP Body Sculpting, gpbodysculpting@gmail.com. Send an email for any type of inquiries, for prep, for lifestyle change, for online meal plans, so forth and so on.
Awesome.
All right.
Oh, and anybody that wants to pose in Miami, okay?
Ooh.
Men's Physique Pro.
Also do that.
Hit me up, because I'm Miami's first Men's Physique Pro, so I'm ready to bring it. Whoever wants to do it, let's go. So that's my favorite part, the posing part. Okay.
Well, thank you very much. You on stage down in Colombia.
No, thank you for joining us.
Yeah.
Well, that'd be cool, too. That's cool, too. Anyone could do that. You guys are going to the Arnold, I'm guessing, no? Or maybe for Lauderdale?
Oh, yeah.
March 24th.
I plan to be on in first or second call-out with you, so we'll see.
Do it all over with me. Hell yeah.
That's right.
No, I know you do the fight interviews as well. I don't know if you can see. You were doing them in Nashville, but I don't know if you still do that.
Yeah, down in Miami. Yeah. Saw you and Anna.
Yeah. So I don't know. Maybe, if you don't come compete at my show, I would love to have you guys there as well. That'd be cool.
Awesome.
Absolutely. Thank you for the invite. Yeah. Like I said, no, I will be there in some board shorts, and again, I'll be looking, to crash either first or second call out.
Oh, yeah. Then that's out of the plan. Sounds good. Thank you guys again for having me on the show. I really appreciate it. Like I said, I've seen some other interviews, and I'm very grateful you guys to reach out to me. So
thank you
for what you guys are doing for the league. Thank you for what you're doing for the sport, and let's continue to support the sport of bodybuilding.
Thank you, Gio.
Thank you, sir. Giovanni Paula, the diamond.
And now, a word from our sponsors. Looking to lose weight, gain muscle, lean out, bulk up? Well, I do it all. Personalized service, detailed workouts, and most of all, results. So, you have an upcoming wedding, cruise, class reunion, or just adopting a healthier lifestyle? Hit me up. I'm at Travalis@gmail.com. Or on social media, Instagram, IFBB Pro, Travalis Blunt, or Travalis Blunt on Facebook. Hop in my DM or message me.
When I'm not on stage competing against the very best bodies in the world, I also have a 9-to-5 job, and staying on meal plan can be a challenge. I turn to Pro Prep Meal Plan. Whether you're looking to lean out and lose weight, build muscle in bulk, or simply maintain a healthy lifestyle, Pro Prep Meal Plan is the answer. Servicing Alabama and bordering states. Look for them on Facebook and IG. Pro Prep Meal Plan.
For the best look on stage and most convenient, hassle-free service for your bodybuilding fitness event spray tan, look no farther than Hot Spot Competition Tanning. Elisa and her crew have perfected their service at contests throughout Florida and beyond with the recognition and support of the majority of athletes and event promoters. Visit hotspotcompetitiontanning.com to schedule your competition airbrush spray tanning and competition makeup and hair appointments.
Yeah, one of the things that I've really been focusing on and trying to bring up this season is my middle back, my rhomboids. Shout out to Dr. Green over at Performance Driven Chiropractic here in Orlando, Florida. If you're in need of any work, guys, go ahead and pop in. Tell them that Travalis Blunt sent you. They are literally chiropractic savants. You just simply have to describe the problem. You know, they kind of get to touch it and feeling around and instantly find it and diagnose it and get you on the right track. And they've made me better in a matter of weeks, so I'm sure they can help you also. But I needed for my rhomboids to pop, and you know, they've been working with the scraping and some cupping and all of these different procedures to really, you know, help me to be the best that I can be. So yeah, if you're ever in need of any work, go and holler at Dr. Green over at Performance Driven.